Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, July the 19th, 201st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, one of the cowboy dudes from Fortuna, Don Brown.
Thank you very much, Brian.
You like the dude part, huh?
I do. It
explains the boots.
Well, exactly. Well, when you're from Texas, that's just part of the drill there.
Yeah. Okay. So the tumbling tumbleweeds. Huh? We'll break out all Texas swing that we can find.
Well, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath, buddy. When we come back, we'll talk about Rodeo Week, what still is remaining. We've got the rodeo coming up as well as the activities tonight and tomorrow. Don is involved with that more than just with a shovel. And we'll talk about why and what and all that kind of fun stuff when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Don Brown from the, is it the committee?
It is the Fortuna Rodeo.
Not the Rodeo Committee, just the Fortuna Rodeo.
This Fortuna Rodeo.
All right, fair enough. Our quote this afternoon before we get rolling comes from Harry Truman. I found that most men and women who get to the top were those who did the jobs they had in hand with everything that they had with energy and enthusiasm and hard work.
Give me an amen on that one, brothers.
You read into that one whatever you guys want. It's not too tough to go where I want you to go.
Okay.
Don, if somebody hasn't been to the Fortuna, to Fortuna during Rodeo Week.
Okay.
Profess that they're not rodeo fans. What would you tell them?
Come on down, because we truly have something for everybody. And let me just qualify that statement. We start off Monday afternoon in the sleepy little town of Fortuna. And Main Street at 5 o'clock on, you know, Chili Cook-Off, imagine if you can, Brian, about 5,000 people lined up, bumper to bumper, wall to wall, tasting the chili. I mean, unless you're a vegetarian, you know, we've got something for all ages at that point.
Who won it this year?
You know, it was Hops and Humboldt that walked away with the, I think they got the best chili and the best beef chili. And Alan Baird got the People's Choice. And then there's some.
Does that mean he was throwing money at them as they were saying?
You know what? I won that last year, and nobody can afford to win that award 2 years in a row, basically.
Well, how much do you. We were involved quite some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Won it, and then we were told, don't come back for a couple years. At that time, it was three or four judges, and then you could buy the little samples if you wanted to.
Exactly.
So what volume is now having to be made in order to qualify? Because, you know, we started like about 10 in the morning, and it was a cauldron. It was a large pot. It wasn't 5,000 people.
It almost was this year, and we ended up serving 40 gallons of chili out of our stand.
Your one.
My one stand. We've got a pot that stands about 3.5 feet tall, and it's we had two burners on it, and we cooked what we call sweet heat. It had a gallon of whiskey in it. It had 15 pounds of brown sugar in it, a little bit of tomato, and about 35 pounds of ground sirloin. And by golly, and
a little bit of tomato.
And a little bit of tomato.
No jalapeno.
And a whole bunch of pepper. But sweet heat.
You didn't win.
We didn't win, but we had a great time.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I think most people have when they participate in a community event, is they have fun.
You know, and that's really when you talk about, well, I don't do rodeo. Well, you know, we realized a couple years ago that a lot of folks don't do rodeos. I mean, a lot of folks don't have horses and aren't involved with cattle and stuff like that. But it is a great athletic event. I mean, these young cowboys that get out there, it started 150 years ago. I mean, just basically it's ranch work. You know, it's roping cows and branding them and taking care of them. That's how the rodeo got started on it. We don't do a lot of that anymore. But what we found was that just about everybody's got an ATV. So one of the things that we started doing, I'm headed somewhere.
This is not the Evel Knievel. You're going to jump.
No.
$25 in your ATV.
Brian, I'm going to educate you and tell you. You may not even realize this, but there was a sport invented down in Fortuna about 7 years ago. It's called the Quadiators. And what we did is we took, imagine if you would, this is the greatest
thing. This is
thing.
A jousting, isn't
no,
it?
No, this
okay,
is the coolest deal.
Anymore.
Okay, so close your eyes for just a second and imagine two grown men on an ATV. The guy in the front is driving, and they both have football helmets on. The guy sitting behind him has the helmet on, but he's got a balloon filled full of flour taped to his helmet. And we arm him with a wiffle ball bat. Now, we put about 15 guys, 15 teams, in a circle, going around and around in a circle, two guys on ATVs whopping and bashing each other as they're going around in circles. And the object is to, you know, pop the balloon on the other guy's helmet without getting yours popped. Now, you take 4,000 alcoholics, basically, up in the stands. You take load, you know, put four or five beers in a guy, and then give a wiffle ball bat and a high-powered, you know, machine. I'm talking about pure entertainment there. This is rodeo. It is its finest. So we've morphed. We've taken a rodeo event, making it a very competitive thing. It's about the best entertainment you can have for $5 in this county.
You don't do that after the rodeo events.
No, this is okay. Friday night. Friday night, which is tomorrow night, is motor night at the rodeo. And if you're coming, folks, come early because we're going to have a crowd full, have a bunch of folks there. But we are going to have the Quadiators. We've also got the ATV races where they get on their ATV and they do the barrels just like, you know, the girls do on the horses. But it's a lot more fun when you're doing it on an ATV. These guys are, you know, doing wheelies and all kinds of wild stuff out there. It is just incredible.
So perhaps traditional is out the window along with being PC. We'll find out what is still involved when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll return with more from Don Brown.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Don Brown, Fortuna, the rodeo Don Brown.
Dancing with the Steers, number 91, Brian. This is what we're looking at this weekend.
That explains the stuffed animal.
The stuffed animal?
Yeah, the steer that you've been dancing with. I just don't think we want to have anybody really get liquored up to the point where they're really going to take a shot at doing that one, though.
Gosh, he was going to try and cut in here in just a minute.
So what is tonight?
Tonight is, okay, so tonight, Thursday night, we've got the Fireman's Games. It'll start about 6:30 downtown Main Street. You'll have fire companies from all over the county, CDF, Riadel, Scotia, Ferndale.
Kind of like the muster?
It is a fireman's muster is exactly what it is. And you talk about something that is fascinating. Those firemen get out there. And, of course, the Fortuna Rodeo is sponsored by our Chamber of Commerce and the Volunteer Fire Department, and the firemen are an integral part of the we could not put on the rodeo without those guys.
So that means that they have a slight advantage over everybody else coming in the games?
No, it's just,
it's
an even playing field. Yeah. It's a level street out there, and they'll be doing the Bucket Brigade and all those kind of, you know, games that they play and developing their professional firefighting skills, I guess, on Main Street here tonight. You know, added by a little bit of beer probably, but
This consistent theme that's been mentioned here off and on for the whole show so far.
This
liquid refreshment thing seems to be part of the nature of it.
We are featuring Coors Beer this weekend, and the fine folks over there at Del Rica are going to do a good job for us, and everybody likes Coors Beer on a hot weekend, and we are guaranteeing warm weather in sunny Fortuna. So if you're sitting out there in McKinleyville, Arcata, and you look outside and it's just crummy fog out there, come on down to sunny Fortuna this weekend. We're guaranteeing, you know, 80 degree temperature and lots of sunshine.
You know they already hired the city manager, right?
Well, okay.
We got Loretta's doing a job, and then the new guy's
going to Loretta's doing a great job for us.
And I saw Dwayne. He's going to do – he's already recorded his first community comment. He came in earlier this week. He's got the short pants on and the T-shirt. I mean, he's embracing this thing.
This retirement. Yeah, okay. Well, he did a good job for us while he was there. He sure did.
So as you're looking for – tonight, it's the activity, but food oftentimes is a critical part of people's enjoyment. Are there booths? Are the local restaurants open? How does that part of the program
figure? Well, that is kind of the neat part of the, and that is one of the neat things about the Fortuna Rodeo, is it does bring a lot of dollars and a lot of visitors in town. Right now, the Junior Rodeo is going on yesterday and today. It'll finish up today. That brings in families, gosh, Brian, from all over this end of California. They're participating in the Junior Rodeo. I don't know the exact dollars that the economic impact that the rodeo has on it, but it's got to be millions of dollars. I mean, just in terms of bringing people, filling up the hotels, all the restaurants are open here. The Playroom is my favorite bar on Main Street. You know,
not too many of the juniors competing are there, though.
No,
yeah,
no,
we've got their autographs. They're not going to be hanging out. Yeah.
But it certainly is convenient when you're right there on Main Street and you're looking at the Fireman's Game and you get a little bit thirsty. Adult beverages right inside. Go see Jason McCandless. He'll serve you up right there.
I would think that the real benefit is the positive feelings about Fortuna.
Oh, my goodness.
And that the kids get in this one, or the guys or the gals get, just from participating in these types of things. It's an opportunity, but it's also a positive experience as well.
Brian, last night we had the kids' games downtown on Main Street, and we gave away about $2,500 worth of pennies. And that was to see those little knuckleheads out there 3 feet tall and under, you know, just, I mean, scooping up, you know, handfuls of pennies and stuff like that. It's fun. I mean, it is small town America. I spent 20 years living in Houston, Texas, and you just don't get to have these kind of experiences in a big city. I mean,
do they do rodeo there?
Oh, they do the Houston Fat Stock Show. I mean, it's out at the Astrodome. You know, the steer, the Grand Champion steer sells for $500,000. It is run by corporate America.
Half a million dollar
steer in 1998 was the last year I was there. Mattress Mac paid.
That's probably not good for ground beef.
It's good for your ego, is all that $500,000 cow is good for, I think.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:29. You want another minute, eh? Okay, fine. Just a time check then. I got a little excited here. Big purses like that, big opportunities like that, the FFA, the kids, the involvements and things of that nature.
You don't see that in a large city rodeo.
It just isn't there.
It's not there. It's all about, I mean, Gulf Oil or Chevron will come in and they'll buy up block seats and they add so much money. It's a professional rodeo. Whereas this.
But there's no venue for the kids.
You know,
it's weird.
It is weird. But it's, you know, you've got rope makers that come and stuff. That is the beautiful thing about the Fortuna Rodeo, is it's just small town Americana. And you like last night, the kids, they had a stick horse race, an egg toss. I mean, if this doesn't just make you feel warm and fuzzy, you know, that's what it's about.
It's 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Don Brown from the Fortuna Rodeo. Don, this weekend obviously is not only, well, whip a little French, coup de grace.
It's also not a rodeo word.
It's the essence of what Rodeo Week is all about. Yeah, if somebody hasn't been to a rodeo, what can they expect?
I think you're going to be just amazed. First of all, we've got a lot of really good contenders coming, good cowboys that are going to be able to stay on the bulls and stuff. And that's pretty important because a lot of times I've been to rodeos before where, I mean, everybody gets thrown off. Well, he made that one for about 2.1 seconds. Well, let's try another one here. We've got some good cowboys coming in. It'll be a high level of competition. You're going to see a lot of really good animals. West Coast Stock, Lou Buganig, Mike Mora, our stock contractors are going to do a really good job for us. They've got good animals. We've got good cowboys coming in. But more importantly, we've got lots of good food. I hadn't even gotten told you about the barbecues yet. My goodness gracious. Saturday night after the barbecue, because you were asking earlier about, hey, if God didn't want to watch a rodeo
food
here.
Food is
part of it.
You betcha. So
tomorrow night, or excuse me, not tomorrow night, but Saturday after the rodeo, we've got the Native Sons of California putting on a chicken and steak dinner for us. $15 will buy you dinner and also get you into the rodeo ball later that night. Where else can you have dinner and go dancing for $15? I mean, that's a heck of a deal to the Rupert Duncan Band. And so they'll be there. Then we've got Sunday morning. We're going to follow up with the world-famous Fortuna Rodeo Barbecue. They will cook up 4,000 pounds of beef Saturday night and slow cook it in a pit, and it'll be ready to be served up on Sunday morning, and they will serve thousands of people. What a bargain. I mean, it's like $12 a ticket or something like that for the, I mean, all you can eat. It's just unbelievable. I mean, if there's some homeless folks out there, get $12 together, come on down to the rodeo. We'll feed you for weeks.
As you're looking at the event itself, and certainly coordination is a big challenge, you know, parking, shuttles, making sure everybody's safe, all that kind of stuff. Is that part of the responsibility of the Fortuna Rodeo Group to do all that stuff? Do you bring in special numbers of folks, extra folks, to make sure that everything flows okay and there really are no situations that arise?
Exactly. A couple of years ago, we had the what we call the tailgate party on Saturday night after the thing, and it quite honestly got out of hand. We just had a bunch of folks sitting in the parking lot and, you know, just drinking all night long, and that didn't have anything to do with the rodeo or anything in it. So we shut that down. And what we've tried to do is to provide a good dance, a good entertainment, a cowboy mixer, something for folks to do after the rodeo. And we feel like we've got that for them. And it is, anytime you get 4,000 to 5,000 people, you know, in a stadium or in a grandstand, you know, safety is always a concern. That is first and foremost on it. In the past, we've had an animal scramble. We're no longer doing that because it was not safe for the animals and, quite honestly, wasn't safe for the kids. So we have backed off of that, and we've tried to have more activities for the kids Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the downtown activities.
So during the week is kind of like for the little
kids. That's for the little kids. There will not be, may I repeat again, there will not be an animal scramble Friday night at the motocross night. We've moved all the kids' activities, so do not show up with little Junior, you know, expecting to bring home a goat or anything. We're not going to do that this year.
Are there booths that are more along the lines of some of the for the kids to be able to participate, to play on Saturday and Sunday? Is it all rodeo?
Well,
or is there a little bit of something extra for the
There's a
ones.
Carnival. There is a carnival with a Ferris wheel and roller coasters and all that. It's in the park as well. So if you had some young kids and you did not want to go to the rodeo, take them to the carnival. I mean, just put them on the roller coaster and come pick them up at 5 after the rodeo. Just give them $20 and ride around. And one way to do it, I guess. No, but there is something for the kids under that. The parade on Saturday at noon, Main Street, is definitely, that is one of the neatest things. Once again, on Main Street, I'll bet there'll be 10,000 people lining Main Street beginning at Lowe's Furniture all the way down to Humble Tires. I mean, wall-to-wall people, you know, just looking at, you know, the FFA group, the Native Sons carrying the flag, and you know, a bunch of horses and wagons and stuff like that. It is a neat small-town rodeo parade.
Just all the fun stuff. If somebody wants to spend the weekend there, is there still accommodations?
Yes.
So if you got buddies coming into the area and they don't have reservations?
There is. In fact, I checked with the folks yesterday. Most of the hotels, I believe, over the Best Western, the Holiday Inn, the Motel 6 are pretty much filled up. There is some room at the Bear River Casino. I did check with folks on that. So if you live in the north end of the county and you don't want to drive home Saturday night afterwards, stop at the Bear River Casino. They are a major sponsor of ours, and they do have some rooms available now.
KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll be back with more from Don Brown.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Don Brown. You realize you've only got 5 minutes.
Well,
to wow I'll, and stun people.
Get out of my way then, Brian. Because there are some things that we do want to make people aware of here. First of all, to the folks in the north end of the county, you folks that live up in McKinleyville, we have got one of your native sons, Mr. Julian Dassault, is going to be performing all kinds of acrobatics.
Airplane stuff?
Well, he's the guy does this like on a dirt bike. This is unbelievable. It's like a junior Evel Knievel. This guy, you can look him up on YouTube. But this guy is going to be at the rodeo Friday night and Sunday during the performance. Julian Dassault is, this guy is world famous. And imagine if you can, out there in the rodeo arena, we've got two ramps set up, both at about a 60-degree angle. This guy gets on at one end of the rodeo arena, goes up on the ramp, and then jumps off of it on his motor, his dirt bike, does a flip in the air, and then lands on the other side. Now, if that didn't impress you, imagine you got his buddy over here's coming in the opposite direction, and they're going to cross in midair and do a double back flip and land on the opposing ramp. A lot of entertainment, Brian, for $5.
I'm thinking getting to the point where you are comfortable enough and competent enough to do that, that's pretty rough.
Can you imagine?
You don't want to miss the first time.
And you'd have to drink beer to do it, but then you can't drink beer if you're doing it. I mean, which came first? I mean, how do you work up the courage to do a trick like that? My hat's off to this, Julian Dassault. I'm paying the $5. I'm going to the event. I'm going to see what this guy does. It is going to be exciting. We've got lots and lots of cowboy action, though. Lots of big animals, lots of big cowboys, lots of cold beer, and just a great, you know, weekend we're going to have down there. Also, Saturday morning, they're going to start it off with the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast. They'll have that at the Cook Shack starting at about 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. We've mentioned the parade will be at noon. It's just a great place to come down and spend the weekend. And down in Fortuna, we'd love to have you down there. There's just an awful lot going on. Saturday night after the rodeo, we're also going to have the Cowboy Mixer. And I'm happy to say that for the sixth year, we've had a local artist. This year it's Judy Willis, who painted a picture for us, and it became the rodeo program, and it's going to be on our poster as well. And in fact, I noticed that you've got one of Roger Redone's old rodeo posters out there. Judy Willis did that for us this year. We're going to auction off her painting at the Cowboy Mixer Saturday night. And, of course, all the proceeds of that are going to benefit. All the money that the Rodeo Association makes goes back into Rohnert Park. So the money stays here in the community. Roy, that one's for you. He was – anyway.
Got a question.
Sure.
We only got about a minute to go. It was about the animals themselves. Do they have a circuit like the cowboys have a circuit?
That's an interesting question. The way that works is we've got Lou Buganig and Mike Moore are stock contractors. What they do is they've got just a wild bunch of animals, and they will take them from the Oryx Rodeo to the Garberville Rodeo to the Fortuna Rodeo down to Fresno or wherever they go. But they've got basically a route, and they provide the animals for all the basically rodeos in this end of the this end of the state.
So the guys kind of get to know the animal.
But then you you don't always get.
Oh, but it is a random.
It is a random draw. Okay. You don't get to drive, ride old Susie, the lame mare ever won, and you don't want to. You want the bull that's, called Red Rocker or whoever, the meanest guy, to give you a good ride. Your challenge is just to try and stay on the dead gum animal.
Yeah, survival would always be my basic primary concern.
Once again, chicken or egg. How do you do something? How do you get on the back of a 1,500-pound animal with a strap tied around his,
self?
Yeah.
Don, thanks for coming by. Appreciate the time, and see you down there.
Brian, thank you very much.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Don Brown. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.